Hello everyone, this is Elijah Salam speaking, hitting you with another podcast. It is 8:36 in the morning. I'm going on a walk right now. And today's topic is distractions. And the main reason I picked that topic is because that's the main thing that stops us from being great. That's the main thing that's holding us back. That's the main thing that have us stuck. If we learn to concentrate on the right things, we always have room for improvement. We'll always be able to achieve that next goal. But due to distractions, it always holds us back. We always get distracted so quick by a thought, an action, what someone is doing, how someone is living their life. We do all of these things and we receive nothing by all of these distractions. All we receive is negative outcomes. We need to start ignoring all the things that are around us, because all of the things that we surround ourselves by don't always help us. It don't always get us where we need to go. So being distracted is very important when it comes down to actually wanting to be something in life, actually wanting to achieve a certain goal. Because the people that are the most focused, they're not on their phones. They're not dealing with emotional or personal problems. They're not thinking about what someone else has got, what someone else has going on. They're so stuck in what they got going on, everything else doesn't exist, or everything else doesn't matter that's around them. That's why we need to understand that once you become distracted, it's so hard to get out of that. And majority of the time, no one is telling you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing if they care about you. Majority of the people aren't doing that. That's why you have to reevaluate your own actions. You have to think about what you're not doing. Think about the things that you are doing that's not helping you succeed in life. Because everyone can be great. Everyone can be more. Everyone can be millionaires. You just have to really feel like you can. You have to believe in yourself. Because without that belief, the dream won't exist. Without having that confidence, the dream won't exist. Without having that courage to step out into the unknown, the dream won't exist. That's why I hear everybody complaining, but they never tell me, what is the solution? What are you going to do to stop complaining? What are you going to do to make your life better? Every time you wake up, you should be projecting a new goal. You should be projecting a new agenda in your life. Because without that, it's going to be very, very hard for you to move on in life and actually be happy. That's why a lot of people in life never get happy, or never are happy, shall I say. Because they're so distracted by all these other things that's bringing them down. They will never be able to find the happiness within themselves, because they're searching outside of themselves for God, love, and everything else. When we have to start putting ourselves first, we try to put everyone else first, then act like we're going to receive a blessing from that. No, you receive a blessing by putting in work, always putting yourself first, always making sure you are okay. Because at the end of the day, no one cares about how your life is. If it's good, let it be. If it's bad, let it be. Because a lot of people won't give you a pat on the back. A lot of people won't tell you how good you're doing. A lot of people won't motivate you and push you, even when you are on the right track. that's just how life is. That's why I go back to the word distraction, because I feel like that's what we are as a whole, is distracted. We're so distracted so much to the point to where we can't even do certain things. We can't even go without doing certain things in life every day. We can't put our phones down. We can't stop wondering what so-and-so is doing. There's so many negative things that we got going on in our lives that become habitual. And when something becomes a habit, it's so hard to break if you don't have anything to replace it with. That's why we gotta quit being distracted. I've myself been distracted several times. That's why I picked this topic for today's podcast. No one wants to be in a box where they can't move, they can't get out, they don't have any room to improve. That's why sometimes you have to step outside of the box. Sometimes you have to do things that you're not used to, because those are the only things that's going to help you, that's going to guide you, that's going to improve your life. So, message for today is, don't get distracted. And if you do, snap out of it. Tell yourself what you don't need. Tell yourself what you do need on a regular day basis. Because a lot of times we walk around the world not knowing what we want to know, not knowing who we are, not knowing what we want to become. We have to know all of those questions. If you want to ever become something more than what you are now, you have to change your thinking completely. I realized that a couple months ago. You have to actually want more. And another aspect is, you have to deserve what you want. Because if you don't, you will never have the things that you have in your life for too long. And that is today's podcast. Elijah El-Kadar, Mr. Salam. All right, peace. I'm out. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. This is Elijah Salam, El-Kadar, aka Mr. Salam, speaking, hitting you with another podcast. And today's topic, or today's word for today, is drive. I remember when I used to work with my granddad, 76 years old, and he used to always ask me, what do you think it takes to be successful? And I couldn't really give him a good enough answer. And he said, you know what? Only thing you need to be successful is that you need to have a drive. If you don't have a drive, you're not going anywhere. No matter what you have in life, no matter if you have money, no matter if you have education, no matter if you have all of these things, you'll never get to where you need to go if you don't have that drive. Because without that drive, nothing is gonna push you. Nothing is gonna help you climax. Nothing is going to help you be consistent. That's why you need to have a drive. Because if you don't, your life is just gonna be everywhere. You don't want your life to be all over the place. You want your life to be intact. You want everything to be in order. You want to live by certain standards. That's why you never want to become a person that's just always living without thinking about what's going on. You got to plan your life. It's not going to plan itself. That's why we need to have a drive. If we want to do anything in life, you got to be motivated. You got to be inspired. You got to have something that's waking you up and allowing you to do more. You know what I mean? Alarm clock is okay, but a drive is what's going to wake you up every day. A drive is the thing that's going to keep pushing you even when no one is in your corner to help you. So always have that drive at the end of the day. Because if you don't, you're just living without a purpose. You're just living day to day with no direction. So do me a favor and understand who you are. Have that drive within yourself. And if you don't have it now, create it. Because anything can be overcome. Anything can be done. You just have to be able to actually put yourself in that sense of concentration. We have to be prepared for the good and the worst. That's why when you have a drive, it can take you so many different locations that you don't even know about. That's why every time I used to talk to my granddad, he had said, I would take someone that has a drive over someone that has education. Because someone that has an education doesn't always have that drive. Everyone wants certain things for certain reasons. So at the end of the day, always think about yourself first. Always think about having that drive, because the more drive you have, the easier your life will be, because you will do things in a automatic fashion to where you don't have to think about doing them, because it's already recorded in your brain. It's already processed to where everything you do is just happening, because you're allowing yourself to just let it happen instead of thinking about it for 30 minutes. So I appreciate everyone that is listening to this podcast right now, and give me some feedback. Let me know what else I should talk about. Let me know what I'm not talking about, what you would like to hear, and many more. Thank you and have a good day. This is Elijah's Broadcast.